It's been less than a month since lawmakers began the 2019 legislative session, but they already face a key policy decision. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the House of Representatives will decide next week whether to delay implementation of a controversial school governance law.
Scott Thompson sits on the school board that oversees Union 32 Middle and High School in East Montpelier. For him and other members of the board, Thompson says the past few months have been tougher than most.
It's bedlam out there.
Bedlam, he says, because U32 and about 30 other school districts in Vermont are in a bit of a quandary right now. State law and a subsequent order by the Vermont Board of Education will force them to merge with other districts before July 1st. But those same districts filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of that order. So, do they proceed with the merger or flout the merger mandate and hope they win in court? Thompson says the situation is not exactly lending itself to well-functioning school governance at the local level.
We have essentially a level of confusion and bureaucratic gamesmanship, the two of them seemingly feeding off each other, which is dizzying.
Which is why Thompson and others are asking lawmakers to postpone the merger mandate by 1 year. They say lawmakers should let the court case play out before forcing districts' hands. Proponents of that approach got good news Thursday when House Speaker Mitzi Johnson committed to having a floor vote on the question next week.
There are 30 communities that are represented by legislators across the political spectrum who have deep concerns, who have a right to be heard.
Johnson pledged to bring the merger delay bill to a floor vote despite the fact that her own House Education Committee is expected to vote the bill down. Usually, when a bill fails to get majority support in a committee of jurisdiction, it's the end of the road for that piece of legislation. And Johnson herself says she thinks delaying the merger deadline is probably a bad idea. But Johnson says she doesn't want strong feelings over the merger issue to bleed into the rest of the session.
Without a vote, without that debate, the pressure that those representatives are feeling from their communities will create distractions on other bills.
Not everyone is in favor of the merger delay, however. Jeff Francis is the head of the Vermont Superintendents Association. He says superintendents and districts that are being forced to merge are actually the ones most likely to oppose the delay. Francis says superintendents want to rip off the merger band-aid, so to speak, so they can end the merger controversy and get back to the essential work of educating students.
And to have to continue work on revising the organizational structure of these systems takes away from that important work.
And Francis says many of those superintendents see real benefits to larger school districts that would result from the forced mergers. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.